Jason Cans, welcome to the ninth month of the year.
Yay.
Yeah.
We're getting there.
We're getting there, exactly. Yeah. My wife said yesterday, she said, what makes you think, you know, I felt excited that we reached the end of August. She said, what makes you think 2021's going to be any better? I said, you got to have hope, you know.
I'm just hoping September's better. I know. Not even 2021.
It's just nice getting a fresh start, right? Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think there's logic in what she's saying, but I agree with what you're saying, too. Okay, how do we hope for something better? My friend Brad Berg had posted something on Facebook, and he had said, you know, I have intentionally over the last month chosen not to engage with people who are on my side or not on my side, and it's been good. And I thought, wow, I guess I could do that. Whether I will, that's another thing altogether. But again, there's just so much brokenness, it's hard to stay away from it.
Yeah. So there's a quote I shared with you privately yesterday, and I think it was Salika Lawton in Eau Claire had posted this. I thought it was intriguing. Let me share it, and we'll kind of chew on it here this morning.
Yeah.
The relationship you have with yourself is the most complicated because you can't walk away from you. You have to forgive every mistake. You have to deal with every flaw. You have to find a way to love you even when you're disgusted with you. Now, let me just add this caveat, is that I find, and we've talked about this before, right? You talk a lot about integration and wholeness, and and yet so much in Christendom over the many years I've been a follower of Jesus, it seems like in the church, you don't hear a lot about the relationship between you and you. It feels like it's been outside of the church in recovery or counseling that I hear talk like this. And yet it makes sense in terms of my experience. I have had a divided self. You've tuned me into this idea of integration and wholeness. So what's your take on this?
Yeah, you know, I think that you're exactly right, is that so often, I think particularly in evangelical circles, which is probably what I'm most familiar with, we have a tendency to focus on things like evangelism, which are important, and missions, and what's worldview, what's going on in the world. But we often live from this place where we have this brokenness and sin within us. We're fragmented. We are aware that we are sinful on a daily basis. And I love how it says, you can't walk away from you. I think that's exactly right. We each have to kind of face up to who are we? How do we show up in the world? And I think that's an ongoing process. I wonder if people will respond negatively to this because it says you have to find a way to love you. The notion of self-love is not a popular one, I think, among Christians. And what I have often tried to communicate is what is correct self-love? Not man, I'm awesome, but, you know, I'm an image bearer of the King. He loves me. Can I live from the reality that he thought I was worth dying for?
And let's invite the Lord's love into it, because God is love, right? He made us fearfully and wonderfully from the beginning, Psalm 139. And you talk about that to start with, pre-fall, I mean, we're good. And so, yes, then the fall enters the picture. But I always have loved this quote from Lloyd Ogilvie, let God love you. So if the idea of self-love, and I understand that can be confusing, but I mean, just letting that ocean of God's love into every part of you. Okay, yes, the part of you that people applaud, but that part of you that you're ashamed of, let his love touch that, because Romans 5:8 says, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
Right. And that is not an approval of being sinful. I mean, every one of us is aware that we are not as we should be. But again, I think there's a psychologist named Kristen Neff who writes about self-compassion, which is different than self-esteem, and she draws a distinction between them. And self-compassion is so important for us, you know, I think, to be patient, to be gentle with those things within us that are not yet solved.
And we can just say this. I mean, I believe she's Buddhist, but that doesn't mean her idea. I mean, she has some good ideas there.
Without a doubt. And I think that...
They're not Buddhist ideas.
Go ahead.
They're not Buddhist ideas. I mean, this is within her discipline of counseling, psychology.
Right. You know, and I think there are good ideas, you know, in a lot of areas. What can we learn from other people who reflect in what they're saying, you know, through common revelation, the truths that God has about goodness, truth, beauty that exist even within us.
That Andrew Peterson song, right? Be kind to yourself. But I'll tell you what, you know, there's so few. That song stands out because I got to tell you, we got thousands of songs. That is a unique song. There's not a boatload of songs with that message, you know? So
Right.
Thank you, Jason.
Yeah.
Hey, Rich Mullins, the anniversary of Rich Mullins passing, September 19th, marked 23 years. So I thought as often as we can between now and then, let's count down to remembry of his leaving us much too soon, way back in 1997, including this one, Sometimes by Step, WWIB. So we were throwing it out from early on this morning. Basically, hey, September 1st and back to school. And obviously with hybrid setups and virtual, it's a different school year than we've ever experienced before. But asking you, kind of taking our own roll call or attendance as they do with school. So where are you listening and what year are you an alum of? And I think, Caleb, you got us going with this last year, like what, the 27th grade or whatever?
I would have been in 28th grade this year, and I just checked the Instagram. You would have been in 50th grade this year, Mark. So
that's right. Let me think.
Class
so
of 82.
How many years ago did
what
I even
year did
graduate?
You graduate?
I graduated in 96, so we're going to add, 24 onto 12.
42nd grade.
I don't like that.
Congrats.
No, that's my age.
I was adding on to 18. I would be on 37th.
No, and on to 12.
There you go.
Oh, my God. I don't like that.
You can see why we all ended up in a communication profession.
Oh, goodness. I really am. Like, I'm praying for all of my teacher friends today. I really, really am. And just wishing them blessings on their day and on their year. I've heard from so many teachers the anxieties and frustrations of the school year. And I think we just all need to lift them up in prayer and lift the kiddos up in prayer and the parents. And none of these decisions for school this year have been easy. So, be a prayerful, prayer-filled day.
Well, I see some of your teacher friends are Bill and Sarah Steinke from Fall Creek, who teach in Altoona. And they checked in on the listener line at 396-1670. And they said, we're here. Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, excited for our first day of school. And I know Jeannie in Eau Claire is one of our listeners, a teacher.
Yes,
and,
she is.
She's going to be teaching virtually from her home, and she showed some pictures of that on Facebook.
Yeah, she's such a lovely person. Also a friend of mine, and I love them all, and they're all just, I've been messaging a few of them as I've had a couple minutes this morning, too, and wishing them well on their day. So, hey, kiddos, it's 7:19, time to get out of bed and get ready for school. Yay! If you're going today.
Whatever that looks like in your household, hope the first day or first few days go very, very well.
Well, that was fun. And now it's stopped. I don't know what's going on. I'm having so many. Can I just say how many computer issues I'm having over here today?
I think you need a vacation
it's
tomorrow.
Done. It's just done.
Why don't
done.
You take
like,
off tomorrow?
It won't play.
Just take a day.
Yeah,
I'm going to take a day. I can't get here soon enough.
Is that The Office? It sounds like that.
Actually, that's from Avengers. So,
I'm sorry, friends. I tried. I don't know what's going on. Anyways, so here's an interesting thing. They're saying that most people are saying they're a better person post-quarantine.
And also have improved their computer skills, another side study.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, Caleb. I need a day. No, most Americans say that quarantine made them a better person, like 2/3 of them. I find that so very interesting because I don't know that I'm one of them.
Well, and you think about it, that they're talking about reprioritizing our time. And we were just talking about this off the air. You think about, oh, well, there's summer break and such. But it's felt like a really, really long extended time. And now school's getting going again, too, in various facets and forms, too. And so we've kind of had a long time to say, hey, we've spent time together as family units, and have we have we come closer together during that time?
Yeah, it was kind of amping up in March. And I remember because it was, I think, a Friday. Our daughter, Evelyn, her birthday's on St. Patrick's. We were going to go out to celebrate. And it was like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, like bars and restaurants, 5 o'clock, you know.
Yeah.
Closed it up.
Done.
We still haven't celebrated her birthday.
Oh, dear.
She didn't want one of those great whip birthday redos. And so what we've been saying for a while is September 17th when she'll be 20 and a half.
Oh, okay. There you go.
But yeah, we've been kind of under this, and it's kind of reminds me, Hebrews 12:11, right? No discipline seems pleasant at the time. Let's face it, going through this in many ways has not felt pleasant. But
no.
On the other side of it, like discipline, you do go, hey, you know what? I think I grew.
It's interesting.
And maybe it's loosened our grip a little bit on some of the things that we held tightly to that we really didn't need to. And I know, you know, I've really enjoyed the NBA restart and Brewers games and stuff. But honestly, the Packers play in 12 days. I have hardly opened Packers.com or read anything. And it's not apathy, but it's like, does it really matter that much?
Right.
I love the Packers, but does it really matter that much? And so just some of the things that I thought were so important that weren't necessarily bad, but just weren't as good as they could have been in terms of using my time.
It's that reprioritization, I think. You know, it's the big reprioritization. And you know what's been interesting for me is how many things went off my calendar that I was like, yes. And how many things went off my calendar that I was like, oh. You know, and that has been really eye-opening for me because now those, you know, things are going to stay on and the yes things are... Yeah, I ain't going back on there. Forget that.
Working in downtown Eau Claire, there have been perks to COVID. And one of those was...
Parking.
Parking. In downtown Eau Claire, they gave you these warnings for months. And then all of a sudden last week, one of our coworkers got ticketed. And it was like, wow, really? Okay, it's back.
It's like when the snow rules change.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, goodness. So, I hope that... Quarantine has made many people a better person. You know, it says here 55% of respondents were even a bit embarrassed by some of the things they valued or favored pre-quarantine and spent this time inside gave them 70% chance to learn more about themselves. But if you're struggling with it, don't beat yourself up because you know what? We're all in our own place and we're all figuring it out as we go.
Well, I put up a post on my personal Facebook page yesterday. Wedding vows should include, do you promise to always help him find his stuff that is right in front of him? Because you will be doing that forever.
Amen.
As I've said on the show before, yes, there was a time we called Peggy in Africa. Do you know where blank is? And she directed us to it. So,
wow.
Amazing woman.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Wonder Woman, for sure.
Yes.
And so a lot of people liking this. It's interesting. Many of them seem to recognize it's the female to the male, but there was a guy by the name of Dean from Altoona who chimed in.
I don't know who that could
be. Yeah, I don't know. But, I mean, he seemed to talk about shoes. He said this. Hillary, no, I don't know. Dean and Hillary, just coincidence. He says, Hillary stores shoes like lightning, never the same place twice.
It's so true. I just take my shoes off wherever, rarely by the door. But I kick them off wherever and then I forget where I took them off. And then sometimes to make it even more confusing, I'll kick them off and realize, oh, that's someplace the dog might get them. And then I'll just carry them to a random spot, like up in the air, so the dog can't get them and then leave them there. And then I really can't find them.
I don't know at your house, Caleb, but in my house, my wife would be the one, like, if I'm thinking to myself, if Hillary was one of our kids, she'd hear from my wife that you can't do that.
That's
well,
what my
yeah,
husband
we
says
we
too.
Have a designated area for shoes with little racks and stuff, and I actually come afoul of that a few times because I wear the same shoes to work every day, right? So
yeah.
I take them off when I get home at whenever it is that I get home, and then I leave them there so I can put them on in the wee hours of the next morning when I'm leaving again. And many, many times I found that my shoes have been carried to the proper place.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
To kind of instill in me that there's a place
there's
for everything
message.
And everything
yeah.
We
in
have
its place.
A proper place for shoes and everything, but this is the joy of being a mom.
Mm-hmm.
There's kind of some double standards that take place, and I put everyone else's shoes there, but, you know... I get to live by my own set
of
rules.
Nora clomps around in my shoes half the time, so when they're moved, it could be the toddler who moved them as well.
That's adorable. So
indoor skiing.
I love the honesty of my husband. He's magical. Yeah. I don't even know what to say to him anymore. I love him. It's all that matters. He helps me find my shoes sometimes.
There you go.
and my keys, because my keys are kind of the same. In my defense, we have a key hook next to the door. But in my defense, like, so many times I come into the house and I'm like carrying all the groceries and my keys are just like barely dangling off a finger from trying to unload the door with full hands. I can't like get up to the key hook. So then they end up who knows where with the rest of the stuff.
Somewhere.
It happens.
It's such an awful feeling, though, of not being able to find said item,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
Particularly your car keys. And if you're doing early morning radio, you have to get there. So
yeah.
It's like,
and if you're doing really early morning radio, you need your keys because that has the station keys on it.
Yes.
And so you can't just be like, oh, I'll take the spare keys.
No.
Yeah, that's the tricky part, friends. Caleb, your family enjoys playing games.
Indeed.
Yes, as does my family. And my family came up with a new game. It's not a game you purchase. It's a new twist on an old classic. We're playing bingo.
Bingo.
Okay, we're going to go for a little family time today and whatnot. And my children decided we need to play family bingo.
Okay.
So they printed out blank bingo cards, and then we drew names. Okay? Whoever name you drew, you had to fill a bingo card.
Fill out a bingo card for them.
For them, with common things they say, common things they do, all of those kind of things.
Okay.
Oh, my. And we're not allowed to see each other's cards.
Oh, adds another layer of complexity.
We know who has who. So, like, I have my husband. I drew his name.
Sure.
He cannot see my bingo card. The children help me fill it out. He cannot see the card.
Is he listening now? Can we? Because usually you listen to a podcast later. Oh, man.
Yeah, I know. So I'm going to, like, when I come back in a couple of days, I'm going to bring the bingo cards in with us because they're hysterical.
Are there any prizes besides family bragging rights for the one who wins?
At this point, no. There may be ice cream awarded to the winner or some such thing as we're going to the Dells. I'll just say we're going to the Dells. There may be ice cream or something. But my fear, I have this fear that this is going to like de-escalate into hurt feelings and sadness. And everyone is telling me, no, we know it's all fun. And I'm like, but my girls have each other's names.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, oh, no. I should have rigged the drawing.
That's what I was going to say.
You
work in elections. You should know how to turn it awry. I'm just saying from your knowledge of doing it the right way. From your knowledge of doing it the right way, you would know.
So we're playing family bingo. It does not start until they pick me up from work this morning. Like, no one's allowed
to start. So anything you say on the Wib Wake Up Show cannot be held against
you. That is correct.
In terms of bingo.
That is correct.
All right.
But, yeah, I'm sure. I don't know what's on my card. But, like, for instance, one of them may be, where are my shoes? Like, that would be
so
a good
Dean
bingo
must
thing.
Have you.
Dean has me. I have Dean. The girls have each other.
Is it bad of me to say that I feel like he's going to win?
I know. And the girls, they're, like, dying to tell me. They're like, Mom, it's so good. It's so good. I'm like, well, I'm sure something on there is like, I need a nap. I'm sure that's on there.
I feel like Mark and I have a few spaces we could add on there,
sure
too.
You do. So here's hoping that it goes well and that it does not de-escalate into hurt feelings and sadness because it is all just fun and games.
It is indeed. Bingo.
Hey, this is Caleb from the Wib Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.